The exhibit brings to life the story of Obreros Unidos, or United Workers, through newspaper clippings and the photographs of photojournalist David Giffey. He worked closely with union organizer Jesus Salas and edited the union newspaper in the mid-1960s. There are pictures of migrant families wielding hoes in the cucumber fields in Huachuca County, where most of the migrants worked, and also pictures of the dilapidated tin-roofed shacks the cucumber farmers and canning factories provided for the workers. Giffey has included a picture of the Huachuca County dump to dramatize the squalid conditions the migrants had to endure.
I interviewed the man who ran the dump while I was living in Wautoma and working with the migrant workers, and he said that it was a common practice for the owners, the growers, and the owners of the migrant labor camps to come to the dump and retrieve discarded mattresses and things like that and put them in the migrant labor camps. There are photographs of very dilapidated, you know, tin-walled toilets and showers, extremely primitive, unlike anything that working class permanent year-round residents of Huachuca County would ever have put up with.
Giffey says it was conditions like these that prompted 24 workers to make a 5-day march to Madison in August of 1966.
After a rally on the courthouse steps in Wautoma, the march commenced the next day, and the workers were demanding a guaranteed minimum wage of $1.25 an hour, accident and hospitalization insurance, improved housing, and a meeting with the Governor's Committee on Migratory Labor, and public toilets in Wautoma.
Hundreds of workers wanted to make the march, but the union chose only 24 to protect the jobs of their comrades. They had strong support from the Wisconsin Council of Churches, and marchers stayed in churches along the way. There's a picture of a mass held in Wautoma to bless the group before they left. Giffey says the migrants' basic demands seem ludicrous now, but he says they are demands that are still unmet for the 5,000 to 12,000 migrant workers who still work in the fields and canning factories in central Wisconsin.
Virtually every one of them, beginning with the hourly wage, health insurance, housing, and government recognition, could be said to be needed to this day among migrant workers in Wisconsin.
That 1966 migrant march did create a stir in Madison. The exhibit includes pictures of then-Attorney General Bronson La Follette meeting with the workers. But the union organizing effort did not succeed. The workers won the right to an election and won that election 405-8. But the canning company, Libby McNeil & Libby, refused to bargain a contract. That led to several strikes. Giffey describes one picture that captures the spirit of a group of workers gathered around their cars near a cucumber collection site.
The company had gotten wind of the strike and dispersed its workers all over the place. So when the strike occurred, the people had agreed to meet at this place and decide what to do next, basically. So it's a very dramatic moment.
There were several strikes between 1966 and 69, but none of them succeeded in winning contracts for the migrants. But Giffey says the strikes and the marches combined helped spark the grape boycott in Wisconsin in support of California grape pickers, many of whom were relatives of the Wisconsin cucumber pickers.
It really trained a whole generation of activists who then moved into urban areas in Wisconsin and organized the grape boycott, so that within a year or two, we had essentially cut in half the amount of grapes that were imported into Wisconsin from California.
The exhibit also includes many pictures of grape boycott picket lines at supermarkets around the state. One in particular features a well-known Wisconsin political figure.
Here's a boycott picket line here in Madison at the Kroger store, formerly on State Street. And I took this picture. It shows John Wilcox, who is now a state Supreme Court justice. He was a grower from Huachuca County, and he was very much an opponent to organized labor and to the grape boycott, so he always made it a point to buy grapes and shop in the stores when we were picketing, and so I took a picture of him crossing the picket line there.
Giffey says one of the legacies of the migrant union organizing effort was that it inspired many middle-class Wisconsinites to take direct and very public political action on behalf of migrant workers. Still, in the end, Giffey says for the migrants themselves, the message of his photo exhibit is that there is still a long way to go.
A person who was acquainted with migrant worker conditions today would be hard put to determine what decade these were taken in, bearing in mind that they're, 40 years old almost now. Little has changed.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.